We're here on Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, and we're up to Uminot Temra, which you'll see somewhere in the middle of the Daf. It's below Tosas Dirmaskal Hani Mili. If you see that, the fourth Tosas, a little bit below that, and the first word in the line is Omid Vitzad Sadeh. So let's just review what we know. The Gemara has established that with regard to Chotzer, if it's a Chotzer Amishtameres, then the Chotzer is Kona Shalomi Dait. That was the statement of Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel say, in the case of a Chotzer Sheina Mishtameres, you need Omeid Mitzad Sadehu. Now, in addition to Omeid Mitzad Sadehu, there might be a second condition, and that is that he has to declare that I want my chotzer to be kona for me. It's not just enough that he stands next to his chotzer, but he might have to make some sort of a declaration. And that's going to be a major machlokas between Tosus and the Ran. Tosus is of the opinion, Dira Maslo Zochsolo, that it's only if he declares Zochsoli. Whereas it had been a chotzer sheina mishtameres, as we said before, bikona shelo midaito, you certainly wouldn't need any declaration on his part. But if it's a chotzer sheina mishtameres, then he has to have some sort of like direct relationship with this zechiyah. He has to be like physically involved, so to speak, in being zoche, and he has to declare zochsoli sadeh.
Is this because of safek? Or that das kona is not sufficient.
Right, it's that somehow he's converting upgrading the chotzer into a chotzer mitam yad, that he is personally involved in the zechiyah of the chotzer, and that could only be if he makes that declaration. Thank you so much.
So this is a chakir in
right.
When is the sadeh considered yad?
Right. And if you take a look at the Mishnah, that Tosfos builds himself on the Mishnah, because the ratio of the Mishnah, it says, V'omar zochsoli sadai. He has to make that declaration. However, there are Rishonim who say that the only reason it says zochsoli sadai in the ratio is in order to introduce the Seifa. Because in the Seifa, we're going to talk about a case of Tzvi Rotz Kedarko, or Gozos Mafrichin, and there we definitely require Zochsoli Soda, and even if he says Zochsoli Soda, it's not going to be sufficient. So Agav Sefer Ketoni Reish. That's the way the other Rishonim interpret this Mishnah. And the leadership role here in the Rishonim is the Ran. But there are other Rishonim, and the Ran disagrees, and he says that the question about whether Zochsoli Sada, whether he has to make that declaration, is a serious issue. And as we said before, according to some Rishonim, you don't have to say Zochsoli Sada. According to others, you have to say Zochsoli Sada. Now, Minot Temra. The Gemara now is looking for a source to establish Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel that a chotzer sheina mishtameres requires omeid bitzad sadeh. And the Gemara is going to quote a brisa in Shichacha, as far as Shichacha is concerned. And we said that the Torah gives us a parsha of Shichacha in Kiteitze, and there the Torah says, Ki tiktzor k'tzircha b'sodcha v'shachachta omer b'sode lo toshiv l'kachto l'ger l'yosem almona yir. The assumption here is that he forgot the omer, and as a result it becomes shichacha, becomes osur for him to take it back. The Torah gives a lav lo toshiv l'kachto, and a mitzvah to allow the ger, the yosem, the almona to come in and take the shichacha. Now, under normal circumstances, the balasada is going to hire Paulin, And the question is, what about the shichas hapol? Is that enough to generate shichacha? So as we go through this sugya, Mirtz Hashem, we'll see that Tosfos here, Dira Masel Zohar, has a principle called Tchilas HaShichacha. And the Tchilas HaShichacha can be engendered by the Shichach of the Poalim. But it's only Tchilas HaShichacha. At some point, we need the agreement of the Balabayas. The Poalim have a certain power to create Tchilas HaShichacha. And that has a big nafkamina, as Tosfos is going to explain. But they cannot create Sof Shichacha. The Sof Shichacha, which is the clincher, that has to come through the Balabais. Now, if the Balabais objects to the Shichacha, the Poalim, he has a right, so to speak, we'll call it a veto power, to undermine or negate the Shichacha, the Poalim. But what he probably will need is that his sada will be zocha on his behalf. So in other words, it's not just a statement on the part of the bala sada that I object, you know, I'm not happy with the shichas apolim. He also has to somehow be zocha in the shichacha. And frankly, that's the main challenge for us in this sugya, is to understand exactly how Chatzar operates here, because if the shichcha of the poem is not sufficient, then it's not shichcha. And if it's not shichcha, why does he need a chatzer to be zoch on his behalf? And if, on the other hand, the shichcha sapolim is enough to take the shichcha, this omer, out of the reshus of the balabayis, so at that point in time, the aniyim should have their rights to take the shichacha. And the Torah says, lo soshiv lekachta. Why does the Baal Bayis have the ability to be zocha with his chatz? So again, let me explain the mimon of shach. What's very confusing and challenging about this sugya is the following mimon of shach. If the shichacha sapolim only initiates the process, but it still is not shichacha, then why do we need chatzah to be kone? It wasn't shichacha. The Baal Bayis objects, and therefore it's not shichacha. It doesn't become mamon shevet aniyim because it's not yet shichacha. So why do we need chatzah here? And if on the other hand we need chatzah, then how does chatzah work? Because if you need chatzah, that implies that this is real shichacha and it has left the reshus of the bailim, and the Torah says lo soshiv lekachto in such a case like gerv etc. year. So we have to find this very, very sensitive middle ground here where the shichas hapolim somehow sets a process into motion, but even though it's a process into motion, the yaniyim have not yet been zocher, but on the other hand, it's out of the reshus of the bailim because the shichas hapolim and the bailim need a chatzah to be kone. I mean, it's a very difficult middle ground.
So something along those lines, tether. Is Tevel
Bershus HaBalim? Tevel is Bershus HaBalim, yeah, sure. It's only after he's Mafresh Truma, and then it goes through two stages. At the point of the Afrashas Truma, it becomes Momen Kuhuna, and then when he delivers it to the Kohen, then that particular Kohen is Zocher in the Truma. So let's just go into this Brisa. We're going to sort of jump into this Brisa and see, it's like the cold water, and see if we can figure out what's going on in this Brisa. The Braisa makes a distinction, as we'll see, between whether the Baal HaSod is located at the field, at the site of the field, or he is in the city. And what the Gemara is going to try to prove here is that the difference is creating a chatzer that would be zocha in the shichacha on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. If he's in the city and he's far away from his sada, then if we assume, which is a gigantic question here, that the chatzer is an Eina Mishtameres chatzer, then according to Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, it's going to make sense that he, the Baal HaSada, cannot operate successfully with his chatzer here, to be zoche in the shichachah, simply for one reason. He's not Omei B'tzad Sadeu. If, on the other hand, he is located next to his sada, then the chatzer could indeed be zocha. So again, we're assuming, on the one hand, that the shichas apolim is poel, meaning he activates some sort of process which, in some funny sort of sense, takes the shicha out of the bialim. So the bialim, and now the bialim have to negate that shicha by being zocha with their sod, and then we're going to assume that the sod, the balabais, has to operate as a chotzer, but only under certain conditions, and that's going to generate the difference between bal hasoda al yad sodeu as opposed to bal hasoda in the ear. And the bal hasoda in the ear is going to be a problem of a chotzer sheinu mishtameres vi eino omeid betzida, because we're going and trying to prove the sheet of Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel that we need omeid betzad sodeu. In the case of the ear, there's no omeid betzad sodeu, and therefore the shichicha is valid. That's just by way of introduction. So let's go through the braisa. The braisa says the following: Hoya omeid be'ir, the Baal HaSode is located in the city. The omer, and he declares, Yodea ani she'omer she'yeshli basode polim shachachuhu. And the Rishonim have a little bit of a machlokus exactly how
does this happen?
Yeah, how does the Baal HaSode, who's out in the city, what does he have? Some sort of a security, you know, he has one of these video cameras. How does he know that the Poland forgot a certain omer? They didn't harvest it, they didn't collect it with the rest of their omerim. So one group of the Rishonim is going to say because he was there at the time that they started their work, and he knew that there was a certain particular omer that was in the zavis, in a keren zavis, in one particular corner, and they noticed, and he noticed, I should say, that the polim were leaving it behind. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, if he noticed it at that point, so why wouldn't that be enough? He hasn't yet checked out of his sada. He's not on the road to the ear. So why wasn't he zocha through his chatzar at that moment when he knew that the polim shachachu? And also, you get the impression from the braisa that this declaration that he made, yodea nisha omer sheishi besoda polim shachachu, that declaration was made when he was in the city. Well, why did he wait till he got to the city to make that declaration if he knew about the shichas apolim when he was back in the soda? So that's one. And anyway, there's another sheet in the Rishonim that says, how did the Baal Bais know about the Shichas HaPolim? And the answer is that he had I'm looking for the word in English, but anyway, he did a countdown, and he knew exactly how many Omrim there were in the field. And lo and behold, instead of finding 99 that were harvested and gathered together, instead of finding 100, he only found 99. So again, he doesn't know exactly which omer it is according to the second interpretation. And this is the Maria Buov quoted in the Shita Megubetzes. Eino yodel omer mesuyam sheshachu apolim, ela sheomer bistam al kol haomerim sheshachu apolim besadeh shirotza lizkos bahem. Eino einze moel. If he doesn't know about one specific omer, that's not going to help. He can't make a general statement that, you know, none of my omerim should be subject to shichacha, because if he makes such a statement, he's being oker the mitzvah of shichacha, and that he can't do.
Wait, but it's not him.
No, if he makes a statement that any omer that they forget is not shichacha, then he's basically making it impossible for the polim to create shichacha.
Do you follow? It's his mitzvah, right?
Correct, and he has to make it possible that there could be shichacha. And if he says that, I'm completely excluding the polim from shichacha, then he's basically being okay the entire mitzvah. And therefore, the Shittim Gubetza says there's got to be one specific omer that he forgot, and he realizes that the polim are going to forget that omer, but the rest of the omerim could be subject to shichacha. However, the Ravid says, "Kigon sha'amru lo apolim mea omrim yesh besode." The polim made an assessment that there are 100 omrim, And the Baal HaBayis says, go and bring all 100. And then they came back with only 99 Omrim. So when the Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaSod, saw that they only have 99, he realized that there was one Omer that they forgot back in the field. Omad the Omer, he declared, Omer Shiyeshli Basod. I don't know where it is or what it is, but Shachachu Polim Vienna Shichacha. And again, you know, you wonder if he, you know, under all these circumstances, whether he was standing beside Sadeh when he saw a specific Omer in the Keren Zavis and he found out that the Polim left it behind, or whether he, you know, he was told by the Polim that they're going to bring in 100 Omer and they only delivered 99, and he says, no, that last Omer is not Shichacha. In all these scenarios, as I said before, you don't know why he's not Zoch in the Shichacha. If we need somehow the Baal HaBayis to give his consent to the Shichas HaPolim, so then if he knows about one Omer Mesuyam, because, you know, they checked the inventory, oh, that was the word I was looking for, the inventory, and there was an inventory that said that there was supposed to be 100, he only sees 99, and therefore he figured out that they forgot one Omer, at that moment he should have been Zocher through his Sada. So for this, we're going to have to introduce another variable into this whole scenario, into this whole brisa, and that's going to be Shachach Ulebesof Zochar. That at some point in time, and we'll have to see when that point is, even the Baal HaBayis himself forgot about the Omer. And you and I might think, well, if the Baal HaBayis forgot about the Omer at some point, so finito, you know, that's ball game over. That should certainly certify or shall we say, qualify the shikha of the Polim. And now we have a full-fledged shikha. And again, once the Baal HaBayis was shokheach, then we should say, lo yoshev lekachto. There should be a lav. I don't get why he could, what was the hamin here that he could be zocher with his chotzer. But again, it becomes complicated because it's going to be a case of zochar ulebesof shokhecha. Again, we'll have to go through the Gemara, but I'm just giving you a heads up, or giving me a heads up, that there's going to be one moment in time where he knew about the Omer, right? Let's say, according to the Ravid, when they brought in the 99, he knew there was one they forgot. Or according to the other Rishonim, he had specified a corner, and that's where the Omer was. He knew about it, and now all of a sudden, the Polim forgot about that Omer. But at one point in time, the Baal HaBayis himself forgot about the Omer. That's going to be a shichacha, but it's not a complete shichacha because initially he was zocher, he knew about it. So there are a couple of time periods here that are very crucial. There's the time of the shichas apolim, and that time it was zocher, the Baal HaBayis was aware of it. Then there was a time where the Baal HaBayis subsequently forgot about it. Then he reminded himself, and the question is, where is he? Once he reminds himself, then the shichacha is sort of in a state of limbo, if you could use that term. On the one hand, there was shichas apolim. Well, you started with the zechira on part of the Baal HaSod, so that's not shichacha. But on the other hand, there was a moment of shichas abaylim. Once the shichas abaylim, again, the shichacha is sort of moving gradually out of the reshus of the baylim, and the only thing that the Baal has, the only option that he has now is to be zoch in the shichacha through his chatzer, and that's going to be the difference between Baal HaBayis al yad sodeh and Baal HaBayis ba'ir, as to whether or not in a chatzer sheni mishtameres, if we assume that that's the nature of the sodeh, he could be zocher through his sodeh midin chatzer. So the Braisa says something very strange. The Braisa says, "Haya omed ba'ir, vi omer, yodeh ani sha'omer." And again, the Gemara is going to interpret Yodeh Ani, I remember once more. Do you follow? Yodeh Ani, I now remind myself of what I knew at the outset, but I had forgotten. Sha'omer sheyeshli besoda polim shachachu. Again, he knew that from the get-go, but he forgot about that. Now he reminds himself, but where is he? He is in the city is lo yehe shichacha. Now, I think that if the Baal HaBayis declares that I remember the Omer that they forgot, that's not sufficient. And the Rishonim are going to say, in this case, everybody agrees that the Baal HaBayis has to make an explicit declaration, lo yehe shichacha. Those are the key words here, lo yehe shichacha. In our Mishnah here on Daf Yud Aleph, we have Machlokas Rishonim in the case of Chotzer Sheni Mishtameres, does the Baal Bayis have to not only stand next to his sod, he has to make a declaration of Tizkei Lichatzeri, but everybody agrees that in this case of Shichacha, the Baal Bayis has to make a declaration, Lo Yehei Shichacha. It's not enough that he simply reminds himself that the Poland forgot something in the field. Now look at the next four words in the Braisa, and please underline these words. Yachol lo yehei shichecha. Now we both say, what's the implication whenever you see the word yachol? And then Talmud Loma, that it is shichecha. Well, that's not going to bode very well, because as we'll see, the Pasuk and the Drasha, the Pasuk is going to teach me that it's not shichecha. Say, how can you say yachol lo yehei shichecha? And believe it or not, this is not one case where the Gemara is going to say Shabeshta. Very often you have a Braisa and it contradicts itself, so you just throw out the Braisa. The Gemara is going to work overtime to try to reconcile this.
Ask that question. The obvious question.
Yeah, I'm just sort of leading up to this. I don't want you to think I was so brilliant that I figured out this kash on my own.
No, it's obvious.
Right, so Yachal, I might think Lo Yehei Shichecha. Talmud Lomar, it says v'shachachta omer v'asod v'shachachta v'lo v'ir, implying that it's not shichacha. But again, before we get into the inner contradiction in this price, let's just talk about the bottom line in this price. The bottom line seems to be that from this pasuk v'lo v'ir, we're deriving the conclusion that the Baal Bayis doesn't have in this case the ability to be zocha in his shichacha. And why is that? Because he's in the city. What difference make where he is? The answer is, it's a Sada She'ena Mishtameres. And we're going like to support now Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that a Chatz She'ena Mishtameres requires Omeid B'tzad Sadeim. And now that he is at a distance from his field, from his Chatzer, he cannot utilize the services, so to speak, cannot take advantage of the services of the Chatzer, which is a Chatz She'ena Mishtameres, because he's not Omeid B'tzad Sadeim. And he has no ability to be zocha. And somehow, magically, when we exclude the possibility for him to be zocha, then it becomes shichacha. It's very strange. We're going to sort of present the following two alternatives to the Baal HaSod. You have a choice of the following two possibilities. You can negate the shichacha of the polim by saying lo yehei shichacha, if you and when you are zocha in the shichacha. If on the other hand you have no ability to be zocha in the shichacha, then the shichas apolim, together with your shichacha at one point, as we'll soon see, is enough to create shichacha. So first of all, the Gemara assumes, like Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, that again, why are we negating his ability, the Baal HaSod's ability to declare lo yehei shichacha? It's because if in order to get to that level of lo yehei shichacha, the Baal Bayis would have to be zocha in the shichacha, and that's one option that we give him, but he cannot take advantage of that option. Why? Because he's out in the ear and he's not omeid b'tzad sadeu. Hence, we prove from this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel's principle, that in a case of a chotzer sheni mishtameres, you can only be kona through your chotzer if you are omeid b'tzad sadeu. He is in the city, and therefore he cannot activate his chotzer to be kona on his behalf with regard to this shichacha. So therefore the shichacha becomes shichacha, because again, it's shichacha by default, if I can use that term. Meaning, we have all the elements that could make shichacha into shichacha here. We had the Shichas HaPolim, we even had the Shichas Baal Bayis at one point, but we still have not completed the process, because we still have an opportunity for the Baal HaSod to be Zocha in the Shichacha. And here's the difference between Baal Bayis Al Yad Sodeyu and Baal Bayis in the ear. If the Baal Bayis is Al Yad Sodeyu, then he has the right to say Lo Yehi Shichacha, and he could be Zocha in the Shichacha through his Chatzer. Why? Because even though it's a Chatzer Sheinim Shtameres, but where is he standing? Al Yad Chatzero. But in a case where the Baal Bayis is Ba'ir, he doesn't have the opportunity, the possibility of enjoying the benefits of his Chatzer. We're giving him a golden opportunity. We're saying to him, look, there's a shichicha here, and there's a shichicha here, but at the end, but it was originally zachar, and now you remembered it again. So in all this balagan, we're going to say to you, here's a wonderful option. We're going to give you on a silver platter the following opportunity, be zochah in the shichicha. Too bad. Can't be zochah in the shichicha. Why? Because he's in the city, and he's not omi b'tzad sadeyu. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel understood this braisa. So the Gemara, before it rejects or supports Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel from this braisa, the Gemara says, let's check out the braisa itself. Is this braisa a valid braisa? Hagufa kasha. There's an inner contradiction in the braisa. The braisa says, A and not A in the same breath. Amrit, it says that if he's standing b'tzad sadeyu, right? If he was standing where? In the city. Right, and he makes this declaration that the Omer that the Polim forgot in my Sada Loje Shichacha, Yachol Loje Shichacha. For the fact that you write in the Brisa Yachol Loje Shichacha, it means that Talmud Lomer that it is Shichacha. Alma Havi Shichacha. And then the Brisa Nosiv Le Gemara Gvori Himitz Brisa a Pasuk. And what does the Pasuk say? Basada Shachachta. That when the Torah talks about shichacha, it's got to be basada v'shachachta, v'lo ba'ir. Alma, you see, the lo avishicha. Here the yachal was lo yehe shichacha, which means that we're going to quote a pasuk to prove that it is shichacha, and then paradoxically you quote a pasuk to prove that it's not shichacha because he's in the city, and that's not basada. The Torah says basada v'shachachta. So Rabbosai, at this point, the Gemara has two options. It could have either thrown out this price and said, look, the whole price is just a mishubeshta, and we're not going to deal with this price. The price has But what the Gemara finds a greater challenge would be to try to make this price into some sort of, to maintain the integrity of this price by somehow adding another element into the equation, some sort of a, we'll call it a chisure mechsura, some variable that will now smooth enough, reconcile the so-called gufa kasha in the braisa. Oh. So the Gemara says the following, El olav hachi komar. This is how we have to present this braisa. The braisa is really addressing not one scenario, but two different scenarios and telling you two different halachas in the, respectively to these two scenarios. Besada shachuach meikaro havi shichacha zachal abasof shachuach ein shichacha means lo havi shichacha. Okay, now the Gemara tells us that the braisa is addressing basada, meaning omed basada, in two different permutations, two different scenarios. In other words, if the balabais is in the sada, will it be shichacha or will it not be shichacha? And it all depends upon shachuach mikaro versus zachar mikaro. Let's see what that means. Shachuach mikaro, the balabais, like the Paul, and forgot about this omer. And Tosfos is going to assume that he forgot about the Omer after the Polim forgot the Omer. So first the Polim was Shochech, and then the Balabais was Shochech. When the Balabais is Shochech, in that case, he sort of validates the Shichacha of the Polim. And therefore, that's called Shachuach Meikaro, Havi Shichacha. So I both say this is good news for us, because this, intuitively, this is exactly what we thought was going on. That if there is some sort of veto power on the part of the Balabais to reject the Shichas HaPolim, the very moment that the Balabais is on board, he also forgot the Omer. The same Omer was forgotten by both the Poel and the Balabais. Then everything is, we can take out the seven-piece band. Everything's hunky-dory. We have both the Shichas of the Polim and the Shichas of the Balabais. We have a wonderful overlap of two Shichachas, and now the Shichas Shichacha. And the Torah says regarding Shichacha, lo soshim lekachtam. They'll just invite the Ger Yosem Yalmud and let them take the Shichacha. But where does the situation become more complicated? That's called Zachar ul besof shachuach. In other words, the Baal HaBayis put that specific Omer on his mental screen, on his radar screen. He was aware of that Omer. And at that point, he wasn't Sholcheach. So the Baal HaBayis already, in a sense, to some extent, he made a tfisa, if you will, on this Omer, meaning he's already excluding it from becoming what? Shechakah, because he was Zachar Meikaro. From the beginning, he knew about it. It was tucked away in a certain corner. He pointed to it to his finger, and that's an Omer, and I know about it. But Lubasov Shachuach. Now, what does that mean, Lubasov Shachuach? Obviously, the Poland forgot about it. I get the impression, again, this is, you know, with limited liability, we'll go through the text that we photocopied for you, but it seems that Lebasov Shachuch means not only did the Poland forget about it, but he himself forgot about it.
It's obvious. I mean, obviously the Poland forgot about it, or we wouldn't be talking.
No, that's for sure. I'm just asking Yosef, did he at some point forget about it? What does it mean, Zochel Lebasov Shachuch? Means he knew about it and then his Poland forgot about it? Or does it mean that he knew about it and both the Poland and he forgot about it? That's what I don't know.
Right.
Now, that's what I want to go with you through this. Through the safe. And by the way, you have some photocopies?
Yes.
Can you pass it around?
When does he have to know about it?
I don't know. Alan, don't ask me any questions. Okay. I just want to, you know, we're mamish in the middle of a sentence here, you know.
Okay.
So the Gemara says the following, that Zachar Lebasov Shachuach, so he knew about the what? About the Omer. And then the Poland forgot about the Omer. Ain't Shechacha. Then the Shechacha is not a Shechacha. Why? Because it was a case of Zachor. Are you with me, Rav Ossi? You have to underline that word Zachor. Zachor es ha-Omer. Not Zachor es ha-Shabbos, but Zachor es ha-Omer. The Baal HaBayis knew that this Omer was right there. It was on the ground. And he knew about it. And then Ulubasov Shachur, the Poland subsequently forgot about it? No. Since the Baal HaBayis was Zachor, that already gives him a tfis, I call it, for a lack of a better word, in which he excludes that Omer from Shechacha. So again, the Poland could have free reign if there was no Zachor, and that's going to be the case of Shachuch Meikara. There was no Zachira on the Baal HaBayis' part. He himself didn't know about the Omer. So the Poland now could step up to the plate, and they could create a Shechacha through their Shechacha. But in a case of Zachor, once the Baal HaBayis in Zachor has already acquired, so to speak, or let's say he was mafkia the Shechacha from this particular Omer because he was Zachor, he knew about it, and even though the Basof Shachuach knows the Poland now forget the Omer, is Ein Shechacha, means there's no din of Shechacha to this Omer. Oh, my time, oh. And here we're ready for the Bryce. And the answer is the cave on the koi gaba. Where is the Baal HaSodah when he remembers the Omer? He's Al Yad Sodeu. That's called Omer Bitzad Sodeu. Yeah. And then at that point, since he was Zachor, he says, okay, the Poland forgot about it. I only see 99 out of 100, right? Or according to the Ravid Shita. Or the other Shita is that I see that the Omer was still left behind in the Keren Zogs. And we're assuming, like the Mari Abuav, that you have to have a Zechira on a specific Omer. So he says, Omer Sheshachu Polim Lo Yeshichacha. Very nice that they forgot this Omer. I knew about the Omer. I never intended to give them the opportunity to forget the Omer. And again, here we have the Tosfos here, Divrei Masel Zachor, and Tosfos can assume that his Zechira took place chronologically after the Shechacha the Poalim, which is not the first impression you get when you read the Gemara. The Gemara says it was Zachor Lebasov Shachuach. It sounds like the Shechacha the Poalim came after the Baal HaBayis was Zocher. So it sounds like the Zechira the Baal HaBayis was up front, and then subsequently there was a Shachuach, which seems to be Rashi's chat in the sugya, but Tosfos says, no. It can't be that there's Halach of Zachor before the Shechachas HaPoalim. Because as we said at the outset, we need to set up an Omer within the parsha of Shechacha. You can't just say, well, you know, the Baal Bais is going to take a survey of his field, and he notices this omer here and that omer here, and he calculates 100 omerim, and then there's no shichicha. That would be mafkir, the whole mitzvah of shichicha. That he doesn't have the power to do. What he does have the power to do is he's authorized to veto the shichicha of the baalim, of the poalim, because the poalim already generate what we call tchilas hashichicha, and that's called zachur libasov shachuach. But again, why is zachur libasov shachuach meaningful? It's only because the Baal Bais could be zocheh in the shichicha. Again, you'll ask me, why does the Baal Bais have to be zocheh in the shichicha if the poalim only could generate a tchilas hashichicha? It's not a complete shichicha. We're still waiting in anxious, you know, in anticipation. What is the Baal Bais going to say about this? You know, like Alex Ahenti with the coffee. You know, say, does he like the shichicha? Does he not like the shichicha? Does he consent or does he not consent? Correct. So then, in such a case, I don't know why he needs omid b'tzad sadehu in order for the chatz avilei. The Gemara says chatzero v'zochsalo because he's omid b'tzad sadehu, even though it's a sada she'ena mishtameres. And then he could make a declaration that I want my sada, my chatz, to be zocha for me in the omrim that the poalim forgot. But again, this only works at a later stage after the shichas apolim, according to Tosfos, because we need the tchilas hashichicha. Avol be'ir, here's where the Brisa says the following, that when we have the, so again, in the case where the Brisa says Yodani, the Baal Bais declares Yodani Shaomri Sheshi Besod the Poem Shuchu Lo Yeshich, you might think it's not a shichcha, and then the Brisa quotes the pasuk to say that it's not shichcha, but the Yochel seems to imply that it would be shichcha. And the answer is that it would be shichicha if he is outside of the radius, so to speak, the proximity of his chatzer. Avol be'ir, so again, if he's within the proximity of his chatzer, then even though the poem started the process of shichicha, but nevertheless, the Torah gives the Baal Bais rights to be zocher because he was a zocher. And therefore, since he was a zocher, even though the poem shichicha, it generates some sort of shame shichicha, but the Torah gives the Baal Bais a right or an opportunity to be zocheh in the shichicha through what? Through chatzer. That's in the case where he's omid b'tzad sadehu and havelei chatzer v'zochsalo. So even though the poem had a shichicha here, but since the Baal Bais was zocher and he declares, I don't want the shichas poem, then again, you and I would have said at that point, ball game over, and there's nothing to talk about. There's no shichah name. The Brisa says he, the Baal Bais, has to be zoch in the shichah. Wild, no? And how is he zoch in the shichah? Through chatzer, and only if he's omid b'tzad sadeh, it's a chatzer shein mishtameres. Avol be'ir, says the Brisa, even if it was zochor l'besof shachuach. So now you'll tell me that the Baal Bais, since he had a zechira on this Omer, that now negates or vetoes the shichicha of the poalim. Nein, it's not so. My timer, and the reason for this is because it was basof shachuach. Again, we always have to figure out what is basof shachuach. The Rishonim are going to try to figure out what basof shachuach is. Is it just the shichas apolim, or the Baal Bais himself also forgot about it? That's going to be the subject of this little, what looks like an innocuous Tosfos Tirim Haskel Zochor, but the whole sugya depends upon this Tosfos Tirim Haskel Zochor. And Tosfos is going to say that the Baal Bais also had a shichicha. Now we have both the shichicha the poalim and the shichicha the Baal Bais. But since the Baal Bais was zocher in the beginning, he had already a tfisa, so to speak, which is going to be ma'akev the chalos shichicha. But it's only a conditionary or contingent kind of tfisa, meaning a ma'akev. It's only ma'akev in the chalos shichicha to the extent to which he can now be zocher in the shichicha. But in order to do so, he needs what? He needs a chatzer. And since he's in the city, came into Lesser Gabbah, Legabe de Zochile, is therefore he doesn't have a chatzer to be zochen him. If he doesn't have a chatzer, then we're going to add A plus B, and it's going to be shichicha. A is the shichas apolim, and B, that he himself also was l'vesov shachuach. That's the shita of Tosfos. Again, other Rishonim are going to say no. that he never forgot about the Shichacha, but still he has to be Zocha in the Shichacha through his Chotzer because of the Shichas HaPolim alone. So in other words, the Shichas HaPolim alone could generate full-fledged, complete Shichacha to the exclusion of the Baal HaBayis, unless the Baal HaBayis does an act of Zchia, I don't mean physical act, but unless he can be Zocha through his Chotzer. Tosa says, name. He doesn't need a Chotzer to be Zocha in the Shichacha unless he himself had a Shichacha. And if he had a shikha from the get-go, then it would be a ball game over, because then you would click together, so to speak, or sew together the shikha sapol and the shikha balabayis from the beginning, and that would be a full-fledged shikha. Chutz is not going to help. But if in a situation where it was mitchila zochur, that means the balabayis was aware of the omer at the beginning. He didn't want it to be shikha. He didn't forget it in any way. Now the polim's shikha is only a partial shikha. And now we're going to see what happens down the line. If the Baal HaBayis never forgets it, that's fine. It's not Shichcha. But if the Baal HaBayis himself forgets it, and now he's in the ear and he remembers it, and he wants to declare that Omer Sheshachu Polim Lo Yei Shichcha, then he has a problem. Why? Because since he himself forgot it, I'm going to Tosis now, he himself forgot the Shichcha at one point, that already loosens his tfisa, even though Meikara he was Zachor. So we have, like, you follow what's going on here, Rabbi Osei. There are levies and they're like Einstein physics. They're going up. The things go back and forth and back and forth. You have the zchiras habalabayis Meikara, which means that he has a tfisa and he's going to prevent shichach. On the other hand, you have the shichas apolim, which generates shichach. Now we have a shichach of the balabayis, and that's going to link up with the shichas apolim. But since it was Meikara Zachor, he had a tfisa on. So how do we reconcile this whole thing? The answer is chotzer. We're going to allow him to be zocher in the shichacha, and the reason for that is because it was Meikara Zachor, and that puts a sort of a, it's like Meshicha B'yado, you know, he has some sort of pulley, a hold on this, on the shichacha, and therefore we're going to allow him, even if he forgets about the shichacha, about the Omer later on, we're going to allow him to be Zocha in the shichacha. How?
Reactivate the Zachor.
Right. Through what? Through chatzer, but we need the medium of chatzer. If it was shachuach meikara, then we have both the shikha, the pole, the shikha, balabais, to check out off the boxes, then it's full-fledged shikha. Chatzer is not going to help. If it was zachar meikara, if it was zachar mebasov, if from the beginning to the end he was zachur, then once again he can negate and undermine the shikhas paalim, mikol vachol, legamre, and he doesn't even need a chatzer to be zachar. But in a case which was zachar lebasov shachuach, where we had the shikhas paalim, and then subsequently we had the Zechiris Baal HaBayis, which gives him a little bit of a ma'akev here, sets him a barrier around the Shichacha, a protective barrier, but then there was a Shichacha afterwards on the part of the Baal HaBayis. So now we have both the Shichas HaPol and the Shichas Baal HaBayis. In such a case, when we add these two elements, he's going to need to be Zocha in the Shichacha. And how does he do so? Through what? Through Chatzer. And now the Bryce is establishing that since he was not Omei B'tzad Sodeu, he's in the ear, he cannot be Kona with Chotzer. So now, Rabosei, at this point, what time is it? We don't have much time, but again, I apologize, I'm just very pressured here, because I really want to get to Chulin, but I just want to show you two paragraphs here that I found in the Otsim Mefarshei Talmud. You'll see one paragraph on the right side, Tof Kuf Yud Aleph. Yeah. And it says, Hoya Omer Be'ir. Omer Be'ir. And right, there's an Omer and an Omer. Let me not confuse the two, right? So he was Omer Be'ir. The Omer, and he said that the Polim forgot a certain Omer. Lo Yesh Shechacha. Yesh Omerim. You're going to see two extreme Shitas here. And you can check out all the names of the Achronim. One is the Rav from Pinsk, the Pinsker Rav. Came from the town, it was like, you know, from Woodburn to Monticello, to my father's town. My father came from a town called Plisa, which was Mamish, a stone's throw away from Pinsk. And the Pinskerov's son, I don't want to get into politics. Anyway, if you know anything about marshmallows back in the day, that was his son. Okay, anyway. So what does he say? He says the following. And this you'll see in footnote number 58. Rabaron Volkin. And he says the following, Yesh Omer Dafka Kisha Omer Balasada Lo Yesh Shichacha. And he says, even according to the Shita of Tosus, who says, without Amira, here he definitely needs an Amira. Why? Mishum de Mistoma Rotze Kira Mitzvah. Because unless we know otherwise, and he doesn't make a strong statement that's explicit and clear that he doesn't want the aniyim to be zoch in the shifcha to fulfill that mitzvah, we have to assume that he doesn't want to just get out of this mitzvah simply by being zoch in the pole in the omer of shifcha by activating his chatzah. We don't assume so unless he goes out of his way to make this statement. So again, in a classical case of a mitzvah, we don't need, according to the Shita Rishonim, that he make a statement, I want to be zoch in the mitzvah. It's enough that he's omid b'tzad sadeh, that makes his chatzah into a chatzah mishtameres, and he's zoch, you know, without making this declaration. But here, in the case of a mitzvah, we have another dimension to the mitzvah peah of shechachah. It's not just dine mamonos, but it's also a mitzvah, and logically we would assume he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of yesh omrim, and others say shamira lav dafka, and this is the minchas haboker. And what does the minchas haboker have to say? I don't know who he was. His name is Rabinowitz. If anyone wants to look it up, you can let me know. Yesh omrim shamira lav dafka. That just like we said that Amira now mission of Zoxali Sadi is Lav Dafka, so too in the case of a Chatzer. With regard to Shechacha, all we need is a valid Chatzer, and he was Zoch automatically with his Chatzer. If he's only if it's not today, he doesn't need to make a declaration of Lo Yesh Shechacha. Yesh Misha Kasav, or this I want to call to your attention. I don't know who it is, I'll try to do some research, but it's very, very lumdish. He says the following Yesh Omrim. Yesh misha kosav shafilu asovrim shebimishna senu amira dafka. Even on, he's going to the other extreme. Even if I would tell you that in mitzia with regard to a chatzah shenim shtemeres, I need amira. Lefisha avakan lo tzarech. Why? Because again, although the shicha, the polim, begins the process of shichacha, nevertheless, it doesn't complete the process of shichacha. It's only tchila v'lisof, and therefore, although there's some sort of force, you know, physical force, so to speak, that is now propelling this shichacha towards the aniyim and outside of the possession of the balasada, but it hasn't yet achieved its goal yet. You know, it's on the way, but it hasn't landed yet. There was an akira below hanocha. So therefore, lo yotza legami mishuso. Oh, so now you have to ask yourself, so what is the chiyah over here? The whole thing, this has been bothering us for the whole shiur. I was asking you this question. If the shichas apolim is not enough to generate shichacha, why do we need a chatzah to be zocha? So he says the following, Ella, please underline this word, din, it's not a new zechiah, it's not like a new das machna where he has to be konit, and therefore he has to express and verbalize his desire for the chatz to be konit name. That's not what's going on. It's only a kind of a blockage. That there's something inherent in the shichacha. There's almost like an energy force that's yelling and screaming, I want to be shichacha. The Omer is screaming, I want to be shichacha. Why? Because the Poland forgot me. But now, the Torah gave him a right to stop that process. And we call it zechiah, but it's not really zechiah. It's not zechiah in Dini Momonos, where you have something that's hefker, you want to be kone. It's not a new kinyan. You own the shichacha. It's not yet out of your rishus. It started going out of Yerushus, and B'li Neder tomorrow I want to develop this idea. What does that mean? Lo yotza legami Yerushus. So, you know, either she's pregnant or she's not pregnant. What do you mean she's half pregnant? Lo yotza legami Yerushus. So, somewhere it's in the middle of some sort of a twilight zone. You know, it's suspended in midair. It's on its way out, but it's not out yet. And all he needs is some sort of zechiel yakev. It's not a zechiel liskos in a positive sense. It's only a zechiel liakev to prevent the chalos shichacha. And therefore, all you need is what? is Amida Mitzad Sodeu Beli Amira. So again, this was after hours of work. I'm going to try, to see if we can make some more progress on this tomorrow. And in the meantime, have a great day.